the papers, him and his brothers frame that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell it. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money'd be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. This is where five generations will pray for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt. These are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my hands, where I raised my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money'd be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. New tax breaks, a federal ban on price gouging on groceries, and incentives for first-time house buyers and home builders proposed by Vice President Harris today. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
Very little mention in that speech just now about how to pay for this. Yes, we know that the vice president has talked about raising taxes on the wealthiest Americans and corporations. That's a continuation of the policy we've seen under the Biden administration when you think about some of that deficit reduction. But when you look at the numbers, not a lot of deficit reduction going on there.
President Biden says negotiators are close in an effort to getting a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas.
As of an hour ago, it's still in play. I'm optimistic, not far from over.
President, as he came off Air Force One tonight, the Gaza Health Ministry reports its first case of polio in years, an unvaccinated 10-month-old child. The goal for his troops is maximum